So one of the things also that we've been talking about is second line therapy in these patients, and also the issue of checkpoint inhibitors in patients with targetable mutations. Justin, can you kind of summarize where we are today with that question, not only as it relates to EGFR, but also ALK and the other targetable alterations that are being treated now?
Yeah, so if we look at most of the genetic alterations where we have targeted therapies for in lung cancer, EGFR, ALK, ROS1, these patients have unique clinical and pathologic characteristics. Most of these patients have relatively low smoking exposure. Most of them are never smokers. So we know they have low tumor mutation burdens for the most part, and so the probability of them having a neoantigen is low. At the same time, as Matt alluded to earlier, we know that some of these subgroups, in particular ALK and EGFR, can have upregulation of PD-L1. This is where it's important to note that PD-L1 as a biomarker is imperfect, but particularly among patients with oncogene-driven lung cancers. And that's because most of the time we think of PD-L1 as this adaptive immune resistance, basically immune cells being around the tumor, secreting interferon gamma, leading to PD-L1 overexpression. And so it's really a surrogate of inflammation. However, in the setting of an oncogene-driven lung cancer, EGFR or ALK, we know that even the signaling by itself of EGFR and ALK can drive PD-L1 expression independent of having any immune cells there. And so in that context, PD-L1 is actually misleading. It's telling you that there might be inflammation when in fact there's not. And so that's why even in high PD-L1 expressors with EGFR ALK, we've seen very low response rates to checkpoint inhibitors. And I think for that there, the best data we have is in the Atlantic study, which among EGFR patients with high PD-L1 expression, the response rate was only 12%. Among the ALK group there, high PD-L1 expression, the response rate was 0%. And I think we've seen that, so that's one prospective study, and now we've seen that in a number of retrospective studies, the ImmunoTarget registry showing pretty much across the board low response rates with checkpoint inhibitors. Now, the question that commonly comes up in the second line setting is, well, what about chemotherapy plus PD-1 inhibitors? It's important to note that in most of the KEYNOTE studies, EGFR and ALK patients were routinely excluded from those studies.